Hello.
Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
It's been nonstop. Do you go by Steph or Stephanie, by the way?
Either.
All right, so let's bring up your file and we can walk through step by step. Where I'm a little confused is I don't see those payments coming out.
Or you don't see them coming out. You mean on the bank statements?
Yeah.
Oh, because they just, it is a new loan.
Oh, you just funded. Ah, okay, okay.
On gotcha. April, like, 28th. I think you could see it going in on the April statement.
Okay, so, and I thought you had one of these loans and were trying to get rid of them. Okay, so how long is that loan over?
Like what period?
Yeah, what period?
I think it's 12 months.
Gotcha. Okay. And who is that loan with?
Rapid Funding, I believe.
Rapid Funding, okay. And it sounds like that's something you kind of did, but now want to get rid of, correct?
Yeah, I don't like that.
What do you not like about the payments? Is it that it's daily? Is it the rate? Is it the amount of money? What's the concern?
Yeah, I don't like that it's daily.
Okay. So let me give you my thoughts before. And do you have your May bank statement by any chance that you could shoot over to me so I could look at it? Since it will
no,
me out.
You know what? I haven't received it yet. It might be there now.
Okay.
Usually it comes the second week of the month. So
okay. Okay.
Hopefully
yeah.
I'll get it there.
Yeah, so I don't see anything coming out. So these payments probably started in May.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And so let's just understand your... And do you know... Let's see, where's the deposit? I want to get a good look at your revenue. So the $20,000 wire, that was for... your rapid advance loan.
Right.
Okay. Let's look at May. You're doing 25, 30. So let's just look at the last 6 months. So December you did 60. Does that include any loan deposits or is that just pure revenue? Hey, Bob, this is
Jeremiah. For December?
Yeah.
Yes, December was the, I think, had the funding
circle?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. 20,000, 20, 30. Well, here's my kind of thought process with your current loan. And you said your payment is 116 for 12 months, correct? Or 161? 161.
It's 116.
116. Okay. So you're paying about 30 back to borrow 20, is that correct?
So it's, no, so it's 26 is the payback.
Okay.
20, if it's paid back in within 6 months.
Oh, but over a year, it's 30.
Over a year, it's 28.
Oh, because I'm doing 116 by 21 days per month. Multiplied by 12, and I'm getting to 29,232.
Then it might be less. I have the letter. I mean, I could send you a copy of it.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Okay. Let's see. Funding, and this is you have a Funding Circle monthly payment loan. Gotcha. Please. Okay. So, I think here's, you know, we definitely do not want to, want to put you in a position where it's kind of like this hard sale. I know you probably get a lot of calls where people offer you working capital. So right now you have a monthly payment loan. The whole issue is with refinancing, I do not believe we would have to pay off Funding Circle because we basically don't want to give you, we don't want to keep on stacking debt on debt on debt on debt. It doesn't really help customers, although some companies push it. We want to give you a solution that actually makes sense for your business. So I think the whole your transaction kind of in a nutshell is, can we pay or can you qualify for us to pay off your current obligation and still net you enough funding? I don't know that answer, so I'm going to find that out for you and get back to you in about an hour or two. I guess the question that I've asked you is this. So there's a few ways to, there's a kind of few forks for you to go down, and I want to walk you through each one and kind of educate you, and you can choose if any of them interest you. So right now you've got a Funding Circle loan, and they gave you how much? What was the balance? How much did they initially fund you?
I think it was 40.
Right, 40. Okay, 40. All right, and so you have a loan from Rapid. Now, your loan from Rapid's actually, there's nothing wrong with the daily payment or a weekly payment. I don't see that being a problem. That the reason the loans work that way often as the industry is, they're cash flow based loans, and so that's why they go to daily payments. Although we do offer weekly quite a bit. But here would be the basic ideas that I would have, because I used to help out and assist in underwriting. The first avenue is you're doing around $20,000 to $30,000 a month in business, correct?
Right.
So the maximum loan amount you should traditionally have is about, it's about 10 to 15% of your revenues. So if you're doing around $250,000 to $300,000 a month in business, you should have a loan of around probably 30, maybe 40 grand, but that really pushes the numbers. So the whole issue is that if you owe a certain lender 25, 26 grand, the way a refinance traditionally works is, traditionally, like I said, it's not all the time, but traditionally works is that we have to pay off the current obligation and get you at least 50 cents on the dollar. So if we pay off a lender 25,000, you have to get at least 50,000 because at least $25,000 has to go into your pocket. What's not allowed really right in this industry is to give you 25, it is a pay off lender $25,000 and give you $3,000 because then all it does is it just gives you a debt cycle. There is one other avenue though as well. So many customers come into us and they say, "Hey, look, right now the numbers don't necessarily work to do a refinance, but I could use additional capital." And we do have some alternative programs where we can get people to get a relationship started, some capital without going, not going nuts, but at least making an impact on their business. There's never a reason to borrow money just to build credit, but customers do have needs. If your business doesn't qualify for a refinance, we do have what's called a second position loan, which is essentially, it's not when we pay off loan. We just give you some additional funding to kind of meet your needs. The real question I would have before going down that path is, would you be okay with a daily payment? And if so, about how much money would you want in that scenario?
I don't know. Do you want me to send over that payoff or that
Yeah, no, you can send, I mean, you can
letter
just,
that I
if you want
have
to,
with those?
if it's
I
25,
mean,
that's
if
fine, I
we could
trust you.
just, and then you could just tell me like what my options are, like
Yeah,
what
well, I'm gonna
I
do some
qualify
research.
for.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some research and see what programs you're gonna qualify for right now, and then give you a call back or an email back and let you know what you can do. I do think that it really is gonna come down to, we definitely see one of the situations here is this. It really comes down to need these products, and really, if you can't qualify for a refinance right now, the question we always pose to customers, well, is, well, if you can't qualify for a refinance, if you're, wanting some additional funding, about how much would you need? And we can figure out a solution that's cost effective and would help your business.
Right. And here's my kind of dilemma. So we've been in business. This is my 5th year in business. And last year I hit up a lot of builders and did a lot of big bids and was awarded 2 projects, one for 80,000 and one for 120,000. The problem is that these guys, they pay out, like, the work that I've done with big builders, it can take up to 6 months to get paid out on these jobs. So this stuff is starting this month and next month, and I'm worried that of cash flow because I pay everybody weekly. So I'm just trying to be prepared before I get in a storm of having all this money out and not being able to pay my workers.
Okay. No, I think there's a lot of concerns. Let me go the extra mile. Let me get some research on your file, and then I'll give you a call back an hour or two and let you know what we can do, and hopefully, you know, put together a cost-effective loan for you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.